I very much believe it's the people, not the political parties, who should have the choice. I was here in Armagh at the grounds last night, and the lights went out for the under 21 game. You know, Stevie's mine is under 21s, and they're to support them, obviously, and the lights went out. I was there sitting there thinking, are these pacts about progress or about regress? And I felt that the lights are going out and I'm allowed to be switched out on the future of our young people. And I'm very much about fighting for the future of our young people, fighting for our schools, for our education, fighting for our health services, fighting for our older generation, for their care in the community, building a better, brighter future for all of us together. And I believe the pacts do not serve that purpose.
And with this pact, do you feel, you know, it's not about what one political leader stands for? Does sectarianism come into this a wee bit? You know, this is vote for a unionist rather than a nationalist. You know, not what Willie Irwin stands for or Danny Kennedy stands for. Is it like, doesn't matter what they stand for, it's unionism against nationalism here?
PACs are about regress to the past. I'm interested in progress, real progress, building a new future, a better future for all of us. How can the unionists stand on the floors of the House of Westminster and argue a policy issue when their policy issues are most definitely conflicting in certain areas? It doesn't stand up, it doesn't make sense. So PACs are about keeping us in the past. I'm interested only in building towards the future, making us, you know, enjoy a more prosperous, shared future together.
Before us, you know, obviously Sinn Féin had a massive majority last time around. Do you see this? Is it a three horse race in your mind?
Well, you know, judging by the pact, it's quite obviously become a three horse race. But the fundamental reality is, Danny can't win, Mickey won't go. So I'm the only viable option, you know, in terms of building this community, building this constituency, growing this constituency, making it a more prosperous, happy place for everyone. There's only one option.
Yeah. And in terms of, you know, obviously, you know, say, you know, Mickey can't sit, Danny can't win. But, you know, you personally, looking at you personally, do you think, you know, we've talked a lot about, oh, you're a former All-Ireland winner. Do you think you need to get beyond that now? You're not a former Armagh player. You're a politician, you know, because people see Justin McNulty, oh, I know Justin McNulty, he's a former Armagh player. Do you feel you need to get beyond that now?
Well, I'm certainly going to bring the skills that I developed on the football field to my role in politics. You know, I was a leader on the pitch, and I tend to be a leader in the arena. I don't doubt for a second that the experience I've gained off the football pitch, also in terms of my engineering background, my construction background, my sports and wellbeing background, my high performance background, my background in finance, my background in team leadership, my background in management, these things are all things I can bring to the table. These skills and attributes are things I can bring to the table to help develop the people in this constituency, help move this constituency forward. You know, there's also people that need to be aware that politics goes back a long way in my family. My great-grandfather came home from St. Louis, Missouri, where he was the fire chief, and he was part of the first town council in Newry City, Newry Town as it was then. He actually represented the area of Ballybot. The town council was known as the Board of Guardians. So politics is in my DNA. You know, my father and mother were both involved in the civil rights movement, actively involved in the formation of the SDLP also. On my grandfather's side, on my mother's side, was stood for the SDLP. My grandfather on my father's side was in the War of Independence. So I have a history of politics. It's in my DNA. It's in my bone marrow. So I'm going to bring all the skills I've learned in terms of my sporting background and in terms of my professional background to help build a more prosperous, shared, happy future for all of us in the constituency.
And you say, you know, going forward, you know, helping the people of the constituency, how exactly, you know, realistically, what do you want to change or what do you want to bring to the table?
There's three fundamentals: health, jobs, rural communities. Health, we need to save Daisy Hill. We not only want to save Daisy Hill, we need to enhance the service that are currently on offer. We know we need to save Tower Hill here in Armagh, the minor injuries clinic. Care in the community for our older people must be focused on that, must be focused place on that, and it must be improved in terms of what's available for our older people currently. Jobs and education, funding for local schools has to be maintained. We have great schools in the area, but they must be maintained. Investment in our young people. We must develop our young people for the future of this constituency. Well-paid jobs to keep our young people here. We must create well-paid jobs, and doing that by supporting the small and medium enterprises that we have, the great entrepreneurial spirit we have in this constituency, and also inviting inward investment, inviting the multinationals by having well-skilled, appropriately skilled people here to provide the jobs, to supply the jobs demands that they may have. Rural communities and farming. The infrastructure for our rural communities. The roads, number one, it's diabolic. It needs to be improved. We need to put major investment into roads, into our community communications infrastructure. You know, our telecoms, mobile drop-off in rural communities is abysmal. It needs to be dealt with as soon as possible. Our broadband to rural communities, non-existent. How can anybody have a small and medium enterprise in the rural communities now without that support? It's not viable. We need a fair deal for our farmers. We need to support our farmers and the entrepreneurial spirits that we have and the hard-working farmers that we have. We need support for them. And we need investment in rural communities, fundamentally. So the three cores being health, jobs, rural communities.
All well and good saying that, but with budget cuts centrally, you know, this is not going to be as easily done as, you know, as said. You know,
you're aware, and everybody's aware, that the discussion around this, it's a once-in-a-lifetime election. The balance of power may well be held in Northern Ireland in Westminster. The balance of power may well be held by four SDLP seats. In some circumstances, the balance of power may well be held in Newry and Armagh. Now, does that give us leverage to influence the block grant to allow further funding for our education, for our health services? Does that give us influence on the floor in the House of Westminster? Absolutely. I could stay at home. Will I have influence will I be able to influence the block grant by staying at home, or will I be able to influence the block grant by going and fighting for the people of this constituency on the floor in the House of Westminster, in the House of Commons, on the floor in Westminster? We need to be there on the floor fighting for this constituency and making, influencing and impacting the decisions that will have the greatest impact in terms of funding for our people.
You are keen to be in Westminster, to be a physical presence in Westminster, yeah?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. I'm going to go there and fight for our futures.